So, I mean, we're preparing for a potential 1-2 punch. I mean, we are expecting heavy rain this weekend and the potential for flooding. And then, you know, there is the possibility of a hurricane at this point. It's uncertain, and we're in that cone of uncertainty. But, you know, I have an obligation to really prepare for the worst. And that's what the city is focused on doing right now. And we encourage residents to take this as the opportunity to just get prepared. And, you know, hopefully, I hope more than anyone that this all goes out to sea and Hoboken is totally safe, but we have to prepare for the worst case scenario, and that's what we're doing.
And as you were saying, it's not even next week. We have some issues to deal with, like now, in the next couple of days. I mean, they're saying a storm, a break, and then another storm. So that's tough to deal with, right?
Right. So, yeah, I mean, and the challenge for Hoboken is if that heavy rain hits at high tide, then we could get flooding. We've already had some flooding the last couple of days, and so we're preparing for that. We're moving all of our vehicles. We've pre-positioned barricades and closing off the roads, and, you know, really encourage residents, please follow that. If you see a barricade, please don't move it. Please don't try to drive through. We're just trying to keep everyone safe. And so, you know, we encourage residents, think right now, get prepared. You know, think about moving your vehicle. Again, it's worth the investment to put it in a garage and just make sure that it doesn't get destroyed. I think there were a lot of cars that were destroyed in Sandy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're just trying to, you know, help people to make sure that they're safe. And so, again, want to emphasize at this point, we don't know exactly. You know, the meteorologists there's all kinds of different predictions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's extremely uncertain at this point. But this is an opportunity to get prepared before the, you know, heavy rain starts this weekend.
And you touched on it already. The vehicle situation in Hoboken is always an issue in the rain, right? And that really is an important message unless people want to start worrying about losing a car or damage and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, so we're, you know, we do expect that we will be later today making an announcement about the garages, but the reality is we don't have space for everyone in Hoboken. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we encourage people to think about just moving it, you know, and making the, you know, investment, paying for that parking. You know, and during Sandy, we took people over to Newport. Just encourage people to think about if you live in that flood-prone area to move your car so you don't have to deal with, you know, your car getting destroyed by potential flooding. Again, it's potential, but why take the risk?
So again, people have, you know, who come by Washington, they'll see the parking is shut down. Obviously, you're doing that for a reason. Just explain that as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're not shutting down all the parking, but we are taking literally have no space for all of our vehicles. Mm-hmm. So during Sandy, our garage, DPW garage, was flooded. So mm-hmm. we're moving all of the vehicles out today before the heavy rain starts tomorrow. So we're, you know, moving it to higher ground, moving it to Washington Street. Right. So not all of Washington. I mean, it's like second to Observer, and then we have to make room for our fire trucks as well at the north end of Hoboken. So we are preparing for, you know, the possibility that our fire station will have to just operate on Washington Street. So, you know, the Observer Highway and our headquarters were flooded during Sandy, mm-hmm. and so that is a possibility again, and we want to make sure that our, you know, our fire department can operate. So we're making those plans now. Again, preparing for the worst and absolutely hoping for the best, and everything is uncertain at this point.
Just a couple others quick. I mean, obviously, the mixed blessing is that you learned a lot, obviously, from dealing with Sandy, and you probably gave it, you know, your little gray hair, and then you don't have any. But it was a tough time. I mean, it really was a tough time. But you, I'm assuming you learned a lot in terms of that planning, and you're being so proactive now about it. So I mean,
yeah, I mean, we did learn a lot, and I think we've gotten stronger, and we have a lot of things that are well underway. I mean, you know, we, as far as our, what I would call our social resiliency, I mean, we've expanded our CERT team, and the CERT team is Community Emergency Response Team is gearing up, and they played a major, them in combination with all of the volunteers, which we will always appreciate, made a big difference. So we're gearing up to just kind of get out, knock on doors, let people know, need to get prepared. You know, if it comes to, you know, it's coming at us and we need to call for an evacuation, the CERT team was part of going and knocking on doors and saying, like, you know, garden level apartments need to evacuate, and trying to make sure that they get that message. We're preparing for setting up shelters, and we're preparing for opening up a command center, and the CERT team members play a really important role in helping to staff that and answer questions from the public. So it's part of our preparations. We're also, you know, we started construction on a pump, so we're thinking long term, and I'm extremely proud that we won the Rebuild by Design competition. So, you know, working with the state for, you know, $230 million grant. So I'm thinking, you know, short term and long term to protect this city for the, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Is there any particular area of town that's more of a concern than others? I know there's some areas that flood more. Is there anything that, you know, top of mind for you in terms of an area here that...
Yeah, I mean, I'm always, you know, extremely concerned about the Housing Authority area, the western side of the city. Mm-hmm. The pump at this end of town has made a big difference, and so now we're working on a pump at the north end of the city. So in the ShopRite neighborhood is, you know, that's the area that has already flooded in the last couple of days. And so, you know, I'm extremely pleased that we've started construction on that project. You know, appreciate the work that North Hudson Sewage Authority is mm-hmm. doing on that and the neighborhood. And so, you know, trying to get that done as quickly as possible. So, yeah, that's the western side of the city is going to obviously be our focus.
This is already kind of like a 24-hour operation then? I mean, you don't know what's coming, but you're already pretty much geared up, right? I mean, you're ready to...
Oh, yeah, you know, yesterday met with the team, you know, working sort of all day to make sure that we touch base with everyone that we know, you know, for example... You know, really appreciate the support from our school system. You know, we're going to, Wallace will, if we need to open up a shelter, that's where the shelter will be. We have a backup location at Saints Peter and Paul and talked to Father Bob yesterday to just reconfirm, you know, So those kinds of things mm-hmm. we're doing just to make sure, like, you know, we have our plan and make sure everybody's, you know, knows that, you know, potentially we're going to be implementing this plan if the, you know, the worst case scenario does happen.
Last thing I'll ask is, I guess, kind of two prong. Your message to the people of Hoboken, first of all, and second of all, are you concerned that people, even though you had Sandy, they don't heed any warning, that they're not paying attention enough in terms of what, I mean, I guess you're kind of used to the drill here, but is that a worry ever that, you know, people just kind of downplay it and don't pay attention? Or?
Yeah, I mean, that is always the challenge, that people, you know, won't pay attention. So we're trying to put out Nixa alerts, putting things out on social media, mm-hmm. taking the opportunity to, you know, if we get asked to do an interview and talk to you mm-hmm. and just to let people know that it is important to just get prepared. And that's what we're asking. We're doing that as the city, and we're asking residents to think about getting yourselves prepared, think about moving your car, those kinds of things. Just so in case that worst case scenario happens, you know, you're not caught in the middle of the storm.
I don't know if you want anything, huh?
No, I think that's,
All right, good. I appreciate it. Thanks for letting me do it in person, too.